Good evening, everybody. Can I ask Council Edgerton to sit down? Causing trouble already.
Just take no notice of it. Tell me the leader. It's not a problem.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending. We go straight to the agenda. And the first item on the agenda is the minutes of the 2nd of November, as circulated and published on the 3rd of November. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any apologies?
Apologies received from Councillor Forden, Leader.
Thanks very much, thank you. And Councillor, question time?
There are none.
Thank you very much. And we're on to item number 4. Which is the proposals of the Cabinet members. And the first one is the community portfolio, which is Councillor Hood, and it's removal of restrictions.
Thank you, Peter. Good evening, everybody. The purpose of the report is to seek approval to remove the restrictions on the sale price of 8 Brookline Gardens, Stafford, with the reason of enabling the property to be sold at full market value. The purpose of this covenant is to allow affordable entry into housing ownership. It was not intended that the covenant would unreasonably prevent the owners from being able to dispose of their interests at a future date. To remove the restriction, the owner would need to demonstrate that they have made reasonable attempts to sell the property with a shared ownership restriction retained. But if it can be shown that market factors don't allow a shared ownership sale to proceed, it wouldn't seem reasonable to force an owner to retain their interest in the property into the future. The owner has made a number of unsuccessful attempts to sell their property, the reason being the restriction limits to 8% of current market value. In the unlikelihood of buyers being able to get a mortgage, which many have not, I'm led to believe by our legal expert that it's common for similar restrictions to allow for this exemption without needing Cabinet approval. However, there are a small number of historic restrictions that do not appear to have this exemption included. The recommendation is that removal of restrictions on 8 Brookline Gardens be agreed, and the authority be delegated to the Head of Wellbeing to approve removal of similar restrictions where appropriate. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Any comments? No? Is the Cabinet happy to accept the recommendation?
No.
Thank you. We move on. And the next item now is the resources portfolio, second quarter performance report, Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Now, this report sets out the progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance at the end of quarter two of 2023-24. I should say at the end of quarter two, good progress had been made in the delivery of the key projects. Overall, of the 35 key actions planned, 83% have been delivered or are on schedule to be completed. More importantly, in a sense, Leader, the key highlights. I'd like to draw attention, the Cabinet and the public, to the number one priority for this administration, and that is the regeneration of the town centre. As we all know, this was the number one issue on the doorsteps of our residents in May, and I'm very pleased that this report allows me the opportunity to demonstrate what has already been achieved, and if I may just bring you up to date with the Stafford Town Centre Transformation Programme. So, leaders, let us start with Market Square. And how wonderful it was to see actually so many councillors attending the reopening in late October following its refurbishment. We now have a fitting centrepiece for the county town. And this was not just about replacing the paving. It was more than that. The paving was long overdue. But significant improvements have been made to infrastructure, such as utilities and drainage, to make this a much more attractive space to bring in future activities and events. And they are already beginning. And we hope that will continue a fortiori. Then we have the acquisition of the former derelict co-op department store in Jailgate Street. empty for 10 years or more. This cabinet agreed to purchase this building with exciting plans for a mixture of retail, residential, market provision, and a food court. Then there is the station approach. A contractor has been appointed to undertake the work, which will take place in the new year and will include refurbishment of the concourse, new street furniture, and increased disabled parking close to the station. Remember, I'm sure we all would remember, that stepping out of the railway station is often the first impression for visitors to our county town. And we want to ensure that they have a very good first impression, but which also continues as they move into the town centre. Well, I don't want to steal my cabinet member's thunder, Leader, but to completely overview, perhaps I should mention we will be discussing another significant purchasing opportunity to help increase the pace of the town centre transformation programme. Not content with just a department store, I know we have the Guildhall Shopping Centre in our sights now. This, the Co-op, Market Square, and Station Approach are all schemes funded through money from central government. Finally, Leader, on the subject of regeneration and funding, it would be remiss of me to ignore the recent £20 million funding we successfully secured from the government. And in what appears to me a vote of no confidence, a vote of confidence, the government has in us to deliver a significant investment in our area. The Secretary of State actually came to Stafford personally. That's the Right Hon. Michael Gove came here personally to tell us about the funding. He was so impressed by what we were doing in Stafford. Well, Leader, with regard to the performance of the council's operational services, performance has also been good, with 79% of indicators on or above target. So, in conclusion, Leader, members are asked to note the progress made at the end of quarter two. The Cabinet is also asked to note that, one, the workforce plan has been deferred to 2024-25, and two, a report will be brought to Cabinet outlining a revised timetable for the local plan. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. That's a very exciting report. Anybody, any comments on that? Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Leader. On page 23, 2.31, have I got the right page? It doesn't say very clearly online. The preparations for the food bank forum and the spaces hub. Leader, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone in our communities and councils who've contributed and come together to help run our food banks and our warm hubs. It also has to be said though that it's a sad state of affairs that these places exist, but thanks to the consequences of policies which are not of our making, we've got no choice, unfortunately, but to continue providing them and running them again.
Thank you, the
Councillor.
Anybody else? Councillor Hood.
Yes, thank you, Leader. Yes, Councillor Pardesi, I do echo sympathy with what you've just said on the fact that we're in 2023 and we're using food banks and warm spaces. But I would just like to say that congratulations to our officers, our team of officers, highly efficient. I'm totally sympathetic towards the cause that we do need warm spaces, we do need food banks, and they are helping. We've had a food bank forum which was successful, and they all got together, all the food banks from the town,
and we're still looking at warm spaces. We're still going through the list of people who've applied to us, so we can be confident that throughout the borough we will be providing warm spaces. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. I don't think we ought to leave this topic without actually expressing our great appreciation and thanks to officers for all the work which they have done over the months and over the years in terms of trying to get regeneration of the borough. And I think they've done a splendid job in putting things together. I know this is an awful lot of work for them, but thank goodness we've got a very experienced, a very conscientious, a team full of expertise and knowledge. And I'm so grateful for that, because that is going to take us a very, very long way towards success in regenerating the town centre. So I think we need to express our thanks to all our officers who were involved in this whole regeneration project. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Milligan.
Thank you. I was watching the television with a group of people who I knew, with Mr. Gove, and I thought to myself, how could anyone not know about this? My brother-in-law from Seascale in Cumbria called me and said, I've seen your post, absolutely brilliant. And there were loads of comments then which followed that about our town transformation programme. The amount of press that we've received has gone far and wide, and it's thoroughly deserved. And it's been, I suppose, good fun putting on the news each day and spot the person that you know. But like Councillor Cook, I too would like to thank this cabinet and all the officers who have done some amazing work to get us to today, to the stage that we've actually reached. And just brilliant to go ahead and see what the future holds.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Councillor Wigg.
Yeah, Section 3.3 is about climate change, and this is a topic that's dear to my heart. I'm really pleased to see that the climate change progress in this report, especially around the biodiversity, electric vehicle points, and the identification of the energy potential, especially renewable energy in our borough. Really good progress. As the former chair of the Climate Change Community Panel, we've been waiting for this, looking forward to this progress. I'm really pleased to see the progress we've made this year and in this report. So thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Councillor.
Thanks for those comments. I've said this before, that it's good to see those indicated, but of course it doesn't cover in the key performance indicators, because there's no key performance indicators. So when we set those in the future, I hope that will be taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any other comments before we move on? Have we set the report? Okay, thank you very much. We move on. And the next item, it's part confidential, the next item. In fact, the next two items are. I really want to keep the meeting open, so unless anything crops up that is commercially sensitive, or figures are involved, or personalities are involved, we'll keep the meeting open, if that's okay with everybody. And it's Future High Street Fund, and it's Councillor Kenny.
Thank you, Leader. It's disappointing, because I was going to read the 130 pages.
I think you should.
Thank you. In the report, some good news first. In the report, it refers to the Council submitting a change request to DLUHC to reflect the new project being proposed at the former Co-op building. This has now been given approval from DLUHC, which is good news. Back to the main item. The Guildhall Shopping Centre. The Council will be acquiring the Guildhall Shopping Centre as a regeneration opportunity and not on a commercial basis. If the Council were not to go ahead and purchase a Guildhall, there is a strong likelihood that the majority of the shopping centre would remain empty for up to 10 years, neglected and mothballed. It is therefore recommended that the to progress significant investment in the Guildhall Shopping Centre site within the next 3 to 5 years, the council should first acquire the site ahead of seeking a development partner. In doing so, the council can lead on the site preparation work necessary to attract private sector investment. We already have several phases of regeneration within Stafford: the Market Square, Stafford Railway Station approach, and the redevelopment of the old co-op department store are the first. The Guildhall acquisition would be the next phase. This administration's number one priority is town centre regeneration, creating a vibrant area to live, shop, eat, drink, relax, attend events, and for businesses to flourish. And by doing this, we will be providing a future for our high street. I'd just like to thank the team of officers for putting this extensive report together once again, and I ask the Cabinet to approve the recommendations as set out in the report before you.
Thank you, Councillor Kenny. Any comments on that? Well, I'd like to comment on it, if that's okay, Councillor Kenny. It is absolutely fantastic news. The overused word at the moment is exciting, but I'm going to use it again. It's exciting, and I'm extremely excited about the future of the High Street and North End of Stafford in particular. Yet we've confirmed that everything's okay with the co-op potential purchase. And good news is about the Guildhall. Hopefully we'll be purchasing that fairly shortly, as Councillor Kenny said. These projects aren't to be looked at as individual projects. They're to be looked at as the whole. As Councillor Cook said, we've got the Stafford Gateway, we've got the station approach, we've got the co-op, we've got the Guildhall, and obviously the Market Square in there, and other opportunities that may come along in the not too distant future. This is Project Stafford. This is the change of Stafford. This is, we're going to make it look better. The last 20 years, the town has been allowed, especially in the north, to drift. And everybody who's commented on it so far, since the co-op potential purchase went through, has been positive. It's been such good news for the town. Everybody I've spoken to says it's really, really good. There's no negativity from the public, and I don't think there should be any negativity from any elected people at all, whether they be MPs, councillors, etc. This is extremely good news, and we hope we can take everybody along with us. What we have to do is work together to make sure that Stafford is not only the good town in Staffordshire, in the borough, but a whole Staffordshire, because it's a county town, and we have to remember that. So great news, really looking forward to the future and looking forward to getting started, and I look forward to all the support we can get from everybody. Thank you. Anybody else have any comments on that? Councillor Patterson.
Quick one, you did to say, yes, excited is the word I would use as well. And you would be hard pressed to find anyone out there who hasn't heard about this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Councillor Reid.
Yeah, I'd like to focus on 5.3. I mean, as you said, this is a bold move. 5.3 makes the point that this is a site that would remain empty, would remain unused. We need to do something here because nothing else is going to happen. So this is a bold move by us as an administration to help the town centre. It's part of an overall vision, and I'd love to see how the town centre vision is going to come together over the coming years. I mean, it really is a new future for our town.
Absolutely. It's very exciting times we're living in the borough. Anybody else got any more comments on that before we move on? Okay, everybody accept the report?
Yep.
Yes. Right, thank you. D, the leisure portfolio. We come down to the Shakespeare production. That's Councillor Hardesi.
Thank you, Lisa. This report basically addresses the decision, if you remember, to move the last annual Shakespeare production from Stafford Castle to the Gatehouse, a decision that was made, as everyone knows, by our previous administration, based on the financial challenges faced by Freedom Leisure. Unfortunately, the financial pressures for Freedom Leisure remain, and for the reasons outlined in the report, it's been recommended that the 2024 production again be held at the Gatehouse.
Thank you, Councillor Pardes. Any comments on that? Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Peter. It's a fact that attending a performance of Shakespeare at the Gatehouse is not the same as attending one of the castles. There's a certain atmosphere up there, and I think it's a shame that it can't happen there, but I accept the economics of it, that it has to happen the way it is. But I do think we ought to be asking Freedom Leisure to perhaps contact external outdoor event organisers to look at whether there are events that could be organised there, particularly during the summer months. I think there is a great scope for it. I think it's something that people would enjoy, and I would ask that that be investigated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else? No, no more comments, thank you. That's the end of the agenda as it's set up before us. I'd just like to say a few words at the end regarding the main issue of this whole meeting, which has been the regeneration of Stafford. And I'd just like to thank, as already has done by a colleague, but I'd like to personally, the officers, for the time they put and spent on this. If it wasn't for officer time, it would not happen. It's the way of the world at the moment that we have to apply for grants for everything, but we've got a good team of officers who know exactly how to do this, and they've done it over a period of time and will continue to do it in the future. The publicity that staff has had recently, whether it be on television, whether it be in the newspapers or on the radio, or just word of mouth, has been a real fillip for the town. It's got the public's imagination, and we really do have to nurture this and keep it going. It's good news we're going through at the moment, and we want to keep it going. Just very, very briefly, as Councillor Cook said, the number one priority was on the doorstep of the only election, the north part of town with renovation. We're delivering on that. Thank you very much, everybody.